Welcome to The Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You are joined by, I don't know, I'm normally the Madge of this relationship, but you're joined by the co-host Kimberry and...
The Biscuit. Mrs. Woog.
I'm a little bit of Biscuit.
And I'm eating, so I got her to do the intro this week because we are not animals.
No. We are
professional, polished podcasting veterans.
Correct.
Who has yet to make a cent from this podcast.
That's right. And, you know, I reckon if we did make a cent, we would feel really dirty and weird about it.
I would be okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'd get over that.
Look, we've had business coaches, we've had agents, we've had people come and talk to us about how we can do better and be better.
It just all seems too hard. Too hard, and I don't know, I just really like it. It's just like our little safe space.
It's pure.
It's authentic.
It's authentic and pure, but that could change at any moment.
Yeah, we're not holding ourselves to that.
Kimberry, how was your week?
Well, you know, it's weird. It's only Tuesday. No, it's not. It's Monday.
Fuck.
Jesus.
How was last week then?
How was last week? I think it was good. I don't remember anything being particularly traumatic, so it must have been okay. That's bad, isn't it? No, I think it was fine. And then I had... I'm actually looking back over it to see what there was.
Can I tell you something, Kim?
Oh, no, wait. I tell you what was interesting last week. I caught public transport for the first time since March.
The B-line. At the top?
Yeah.
Did you get nauseous?
Yeah.
Did you have your special goggles on?
No. I don't know what I did with them. And you know what? Like, I reckon if I wore those special goggles and also had a face mask on, I would just... not only would people stay socially distanced from me, it would be more than 1.5 metres. I would have the whole front quarter of the bus to myself. Look. Oh, God. How was my week?
I had my birthday. 48.
I had my birthday and it was just...
And you had the best day of your life.
I did.
Can you tell us how that happens? Because before you go, I always used to resent my birthday.
Same.
I used to it was the worst day, no one gives a shit. And then I realised, if I want to have a good birthday, I'm going to have to make that happen.
Yeah.
And since then, I've had a lovely birthday ever since.
Yes. You're exactly right. I was exactly the same. And then last year was the first birthday when Rob had moved in, you know, and... He was just kind of horrified that I'd bought myself presents and, you know, and this sort of stuff. And I was like, yeah, but I've had years when I've expected presents and then got nothing or got something just horrible or a complete dud. And so, yeah, it's fine. Anyway.
And that's interesting because after the break, we're going to come back and talk about presents. And it's so funny. Make sure you stick around.
You hotties, you are givers. Oh. Well, actually, no, you're receivers of really shit presents.
A step ladder
and a trolley.
Love it.
We'll just fall off the step ladder and we'll put you in the trolley.
Well, I had an interesting week. More medical appointments because, you know, this is what we talk about now. My kinesiologist thinks I'm fantastic. She goes, you kept going deeper. And I made the mistake of sort of saying to Mum, what happened when I was three? And, you know, because that's what came up. And I had a
What did happen to you when you were three? We're not talking about
no.
it.
No.
Okay, right.
Nothing terribly bad.
Right. But an incident, like something traumatic.
Something traumatic. But you know what? Everyone has something traumatic going on in their lives. And if you don't revisit it and sort it out, God, it can stay with you forever.
Well,
when that person wanted to put you on OptiSlim or what was it? The skinny shakes.
Oh, Optis. When I was
Herbalife.
Yeah,
that stays with you forever.
Oh, forever.
Away for a long time. Oh my God! Update on my dad's robbery. Hello.
I'm sorry, I didn't even know your dad had been robbed. What?
Yes, about 8 weeks ago, Dad walked down to his office and found a big man standing there with a knife saying, get it on the ground. And
what?
Yeah.
What?
This was everywhere.
Why did I not know?
It was even in the Daily Mail.
What?
No, it wasn't. anyway, and then...
Why did you not tell me about this? She didn't tell me about this.
And then my stepmother, Enid...
Actually, it was probably when you were really in a bad way.
And stepmother Enid, he was going, get that bitch to come downstairs. And Dad's like going, don't come downstairs, don't come downstairs. Anyway, so Enid came downstairs and he said, get on the floor, bitch. And she reached into the laundry and grabbed her broom and said, get the fuck out of my house. And gave him a whack as he left. Anyway, he took everything. He took money, all the jewelry, everything's gone. But Manly police, they've caught him. He's going to do 10 years.
Well, the guys investigating this were from Manly as well, and yeah. I cannot speak highly enough of them. They have been remarkable.
Respect Manly police.
Yeah. And I said that to the constable that I was talking to. I said, I actually put on the Facebook store thing, I actually went, you know, thank you so... And then I went, actually, maybe I shouldn't do that with my name and, you know. And she said, look, would be really nice if... She said, you don't need to... Like, if you just send something to the station... It goes on the file of the case file, and it goes against the name of the officer. And it's just a really nice thing for us because you can imagine that often.
But it's like anything. It's GPs, teachers, every single walk of life.
Essential.
They are, you know, there's some horrible ones, but they're the great ones, and we need to focus on the great ones because they really helped my dad.
Yeah, wow. Oh my God.
I told you that.
You did not tell me that. I did not know about Enid and her broom.
Yeah. And you know the funny thing about that is we always call her the wicked stepmother on her broom. She's so tough. Imagine that. Because Dad had just had a heart surgery.
Yeah.
So she's come down, saw him on the floor and thought, oh, fuck, he's dead.
Yeah.
And then looked up and this bloke get on the floor with a knife. And she's like, you
fuck
get
off.
The fuck out of my house.
And then wallops him with a broom.
Gives him a Christmas shopping.
Oh, hello. We're moving right along.
Yes.
Hey, I didn't finish telling you about my birthday and why it was so good.
Okay.
Do you know, because it was small.
Was it not hot?
Was it hot? It wasn't particularly hot, I don't think. It was, I got a little sleep in. Jasper made me eggs Benedict.
I did say that.
He taught himself how to make hollandaise sauce like a couple of weeks back. Took 2 dozen eggs and 500 grams of butter, but he taught himself. 5 failed attempts and he got there. And then when he made it on my birthday, I said, how'd you go with the hollandaise? And he goes, oh, first go. Nailed it. And I was like, yeah. Anyway, we had brekkie in bed. And they all just sort of came up because they both had the day off because it was presentation day. And neither of mine were getting awards. No. And one of them was...
interrupt you there now and say that Kim and I are not sending our kids to school this week.
No.
This is bullshit.
Felix is so dirty. He's like, you used to make me go to athletics carnivals and swimming carnivals.
No.
These guys get their day off for their birthday. They don't have to go to carnivals. And now you're giving them 3 days off at the end of term.
Well, you know what I just said? Like, what's going on? Harry's going because...
They're moving, yeah.
Because he's doing year 12 work, 90% in economics, 38 out of 40 for woodwork. Thank you very much. Anyway, and I just said to the little one, what's going on? He goes, we just sit in a hall and watch movies. I said, nah.
Yeah, I know.
Don't be doing that.
Well, we made Jasper go at the end of last term and he sent home a picture of his classroom, which had about 3 or 4 boys in it, and went, look at all this quality learning we're doing. I was like... But it's ludicrous. Yeah. Like,
it's insane.
Why? Why? Just.
Anyway. And you know, the irony is that a lot of Harry's mates go to private schools.
And they've been off for about a month.
I said, so you pay all that money
for
less learning.
Well, as we sort of tease Bronwyn, whose kids go to a private school, you might as well just buy a sports car every year and just drive it off a cliff. She really appreciates that.
Yeah, they do love that one, don't they?
So we just, it was a quiet morning, and then, you know, mid-morning it was like, let's walk down to our favourite Tazubi and have a coffee. Felix appeared, and it was like, do you want to come with us? So he came with, so it was Grover and him and Rob and I, and we went down and we just all sat and chatted and had sort of coffees and some toast, and then we went back and then everyone just chilled. I had a bit of a nap.
Oh, how good the nap.
And then we just walked back down to Mexicano's, which is a really great Mexican place just in Narrabeen, just a couple of blocks from us, around the corner from our favourite coffee shop, Zubi. And
not a fan of the Mexican cuisine.
And not a fan. Well, I think you might like this because it's not stodgy. It's zingy and it's fresh and there's no It's not like lots of cheese. It's not like Tex-Mex. It's proper.
Yeah, I don't like all that guac and sour cream and shit.
Yeah, you're not into that, are you?
No,
I am
not.
It's a real texture thing.
It's a texture thing. Mm. It's like swallowing during a blowjob. I'm not into it.
Do you not swallow?
My child's in the room.
Yeah, has he got his hearing?
He's got his ear pods on.
Yeah.
Mm. That's an overshare.
Yeah, right. I once, in the alley cat phase, I went out with a
brace yourselves, ladies.
I went out with a guy who was just a really, if you can just imagine, a bog standard dad, like just a middle class dad. And he'd had like, you know, he'd had counselling with his wife, and they'd sort of tried to work it out, and they got, and then he just went, I just can't do it. I can't, this can't be, you know, how, right? And so we went out to dinner, we went back, and he's, father was like a builder, like a property developer, Italian family in the inner west. I mean, come on. And he'd sort of moved out into one of the, almost like one of the display, it was so like, you know, Arrested Development, into sort of one of the display apartment unit, townhouse thing. The best thing was the bed was directly under the aircon. Kept apologising for being a sweater during sex. I don't know, because I'm a bit of a sweater. And I'm like,
you're like, the irony here is not lost on me.
I'm just like, just means you're having a good time. As I too am like, you know.
Puddled.
Yes. And anyway. Yes. Do you want to take them?
Just take them, darling.
Yeah. Yours.
Otherwise, I'm going to eat them.
How good are they? Yeah, Wicked Wings, they're the best. The Wicked Wings, they're the best.
Leave some.
There's still one.
Okay.
I'm a bit dusty, hence why there's Dirty Bird in the house.
I know, and let's talk about that for a second.
No, we've got to finish this story.
Okay.
So we're just, you know, just got to...
I'm not talking about that.
No, about him. Because I don't want to talk about it while...
Oh, no, he's got his earpods in. You can't hear a thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Sweaty. It was great. Aircon was set on about 15. It was just perfect, and then, you know, gave him a head job, and swallowed, and then he was
I think you like to call it fellatio.
And then he was like, "Oh, do you need to go and wash your mouth out?" I went, "What?" And he goes, well, "You know, do you want to go and rinse your mouth out?" And I went, "What? Why?" And he just went, "Oh, just if my wife." Like if my ex-wife ever gave me a head job, like she'd always then just go and rinse and spit and clean her teeth, like immediately after it.
Sexy.
And I'm like, oh, dude, you're so busted.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
Just sweated away in a frothy mist of
well, you know,
cum.
He never rang me back and I didn't ring him back because I was moving on probably to, I think the Russian was after him. Can't remember.
You know, I think that was one of our most popular podcast this year was your alley cat phase,
which is so funny because I thought we'd just that was old news and we'd covered it, and I forget that then we get new people coming in. And
yeah, but I still believe that was one of the most popular podcasts we've done.
Yeah, so I just find that really fascinating. Anyway, but mind you, with the wasband, I hated giving head jobs. Hated it. Felt like it was just a duty, and just like, and would never swallow. Would just sort of spit it back down his dick.
Are you hungover?
Yes. Can you tell I've got that? I've got the.
You've got a bit of a sweat going on.
I've got the alcohol sweat.
You're being very open. Oh, yeah. Where did you go last night, Miss Berry?
I went to Marina's house. It's all Marina's fault. She's making lychee martinis, but with like lychee liqueur and vodka and vermouth. Ugh. And I think the lychee liqueur was not of the highest standard, because I wasn't actually
spirit shaming her.
Sorry, Marina. And I wasn't actually that drunk. Like I wasn't off my face or like, you know. But by the time I got home, I had the most savage headache, and all day today I've been in like a constant hot flush.
It's just not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It's so sad because this is the time that you actually need alcohol most.
Well, this is the thing, right? Because you know how I've really not been drinking.
Mm.
I have been having a couple of drinks. Oh, poof. I've been having a couple of drinks like every night for about since my birthday. So for six nights, yeah, I've just been drinking. And now I normally, if I have a drink, it's probably two nights a week, and it's not a lot. Like, it's one or two drinks. So, and not consecutive nights, because that's what makes a hot flush. Mm-hmm. Consecutive nights. Can't do it. So, yeah, I've had six. So now I'm just like, I'm a furnace.
I did ask you if you wanted to take your dress off.
I really do want to take my dress off.
Just take it off.
I can't take it off. It's linen and it's light, but it's linen, got sleeves to my elbows, yeah, and it's like, you know. Anyway. So
right
I did have, yes, I had a lovely, a lovely birthday.
And you had lots of lovely messages from the hot flushes.
Oh, so nice. Don't you think it's just, you know, just everywhere. So
why isn't there any cunts in that group?
Yeah, I don't know.
There must be.
I reckon there's lurkers who are cunts who then go off and talk to their friends about, like, you know, but no, they're good birds.
They're good birds.
Yeah. Who get really shitty gifts.
Get really shitty gifts. I just want to quickly talk about gifts. Have you done your Christmas shopping? What's the story? What's going on?
I am actually really quite on top of it this year. Do you know, we said to the boys, we'd like to, we'll get you a, we get them all a gift together, mm-hmm, which is getting harder now. They're all getting, you know.
Yeah.
But we said, oh, do you guys want the latest PlayStation? Will we get the PS5 or whatever it's called?
Whatever.
Who cares? And they went, oh, actually, we'd really like a coffee machine. Can we get a coffee machine?
Yeah, you can.
And so, yeah, and then I'm just getting them something small for, you know, each of them. And they're,
do you know one of the PR companies that emails me every day? It's Gaggenau.
Yeah, very expensive.
Yeah, and
appliances.
They go, and this one's only $5,000.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the fuck?
Yeah.
That one's $100 from Aldi or something like that. Who buys that shit?
I know. And they go from, like, you know, here's a unit for $700, and you look at it and you go, yeah, okay, right. It grinds and it makes and it froths and okay, I get it. There's equipment that you need to do that. And then it just jumps. It just goes from that and suddenly you're at $4,000. And it's like, what does it do? Like, what
and
is
then they
so
go,
magical?
Then they go, we'll send one out to you for you to trial and you can review it. I'm like, none of my listeners and readers are going to spend $7,000 on a coffee machine.
Do you know?
I'm not Roxy Dudenko.
There's a brand, like, there's a, because I was like, I want like some sort of stylized, you know, sort of funky little unit. And then I found one and it was exactly that. It was this French, an Italian unit, handmade in, you know, I don't know, the hills of the Dolomites or something. And and then it's just like, and I was just going, yeah, that's it. That's the one that I want. And it was the same. It was like $7,000
symbol.
Or like
it's
five and a half
coffee.
Or $7,000. I was like,
Jesus,
oh my God.
Well,
yeah,
I went.
I'm pretty much mostly done. And those that I haven't done, they get booze or books. Yeah. So that's a.
I sort of cracked the back on Saturday.
I saw you took like your little elves with you.
I took my elves because carrying.
Yes.
And Jack wanted an illuminating beauty mirror, you know, that you can plug in and all the lights come up.
Yeah.
It's magnified so he can, like, do his makeup even better than he already does.
Yeah, like.
So Buddy Mox walks in to the kitchen and goes, here you go, Merry Christmas, and gives it to him.
What?
I was like, Mox, that was supposed to be wrapped.
For Christmas.
For Christmas.
Oh, I forgot.
Anyway.
Oh, my God. If that is not, like, that should be, that little interlude should be under on the, you know, in the dictionary under, like, a teenage boy brain.
Oh, yeah. But mind you, his mum did drop over a litre bottle of Johnny Walker and a litre bottle of Sapphire Gin today as a thank you
for all your
looking
support
after
and stuff
him.
This year.
Yeah. So we'll forgive him.
So what are you, just, is Jack just.
Oh, no, it's all set up. I'll
oh,
take you up.
It's done.
Oh, yeah. It's all done. And Harry has these Carrera glasses that are very trendy.
God, yeah.
And he's too scared to take them out of the house because apparently you get rolled for them from the shades.
Yeah, you do. When I was telling the girls last night about this story, she was telling me about the 13-year-old from Narrabeen Sports who was walking across the bridge near the high school, had new Converse shoes on for his birthday and a new shirt, T-shirt, and a new baseball cap that he'd got. And yeah, he just got rolled for that. He got chased. He saw them sort of coming, and so they chased him down. 13, chased him down, stole his shoes, his shirt and his hat.
Those little fuckers.
They're not stealing phones. They're stealing clothes and they're stealing AirPods because a phone locks and you can't track, you know. But the AirPods, and so now they're all just like, can't wear AirPods out.
Harry's got shoes that he won't wear out.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what is... This is what the senior constable said. Like, there is basically crime against young men by young men on the beaches at the moment is at epidemic levels.
I don't think it's just the beaches.
Well, clearly not.
No.
And then my boss was telling me that a friend of hers, her daughter, was... They were down at Balmoral and same thing. She got rolled by a girl. Equal opportunity.
I dare someone to come at me. I very dare someone very to come dare at me. Or my stepmother. Because she will beat you with a broom.
Yeah. You have to. It's like we all need to engage our inner Enid.
Enid. Our inner Enid. What a bloody legend. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a short break because I've got a wicked wing to eat. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk about crappy gifts because honestly, you had this in stitches today. And we're going to talk about that. See you soon after the break.
Hang on.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined by me, Kate, and my friend Kim.
Yes.
And we're talking about bad presents. So I'm going to kick this off, right?
Yep.
Anyone who's followed this knows that I love my husband very much.
Yes.
I really, really love him very much. But he went through a phase of giving me presents that could be tax deductible.
Oh, just when I think I can't love him more. He's just
so one year I got a desk compendium, which I don't even think they make anymore. And another year I got an office chair.
Wow.
And then I went schizo. And remember that year he got me that beautiful Jan Logan pendant?
Yes.
Yes. So now I buy my own presents because he's not good at it. He's good at a lot of things. And I've already apparently bought him his Christmas present, which is a new suspension for one of his motorbikes.
You are so romantic.
It's just the way we do it. How about you?
Hashtag romance.
I know.
There was a year when I was heavily pregnant with Felix and it was really hot. We were up at my in-laws and it turned out that Wasband had not bought me a Christmas present. I was like, you know, huge and just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And so I had to go down to Warringah Mall and buy myself a present so I had something to open on Christmas morning.
That's just fucked.
Red flag. And can I just say, because we're not going to read out almost 200 of them, but can I just say to those of you whose husbands just either give them nothing or just, it's a red flag, people.
Yeah.
It's a red
flag. Unless you have an arrangement like I do, whereas I go and buy three beautiful things and I wrap them up and I give them to each of them and they give them back to me. So I get three things that I absolutely love. It's just not worth the risk for me.
No.
Desk compendium.
A desk compendium. There was a year that my father and stepmother gave the Wasband three pairs of those, like, I think we all used to call them happy pants. And they'd have like a really big print, a lurid print on them, an elastic waist, and then sort of really like Prince of Bel-Air sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 years in a row.
Awesome.
Yep. And my dad, before my mum and dad split up, dad bought mum towels for 3 years in a row, Christmas present, towels.
Yeah, no, that's fucked.
Yeah. Anyway, Lucy says her dad gave her mum an irrigation system. And as she explains further
this
down.
This is so good.
That she actually, you know, thinks that her mum wanted it installed as opposed to what her dad did, which was wrap every single piece of the irrigation system in Christmas wrapping that she then had to unwrap and then, you know, obviously install. It's like, ugh. Kate got a plastic bag dispenser from her mum.
I loved that one. And she was only like 22 or
24.
Something.
24. Gretchen, a hose attachment. Sweet Jesus. Belinda, like I probably haven't read from about 120 on,
yeah.
But in the first lot, Belinda still wins. My parents gave me a stepladder and a trolley.
It's the best.
I have no idea what they were thinking.
Is that Belinda Cox?
Yeah.
Oh, she's so funny.
That's just the best. Battery operated can opener. poor quality steak knives that had an old price sticker on them, so you knew they'd been in the cupboard for a long time.
Don't give a gift.
Oh, I know. Oh, Justine, my husband was told that he needed to put in some effort to show me that he actually knew who I was, and she needed something romantic. So he bought her a plastic toy nurse kit and some ugly teacups. I think you need to understand how he's still married, but she does say...
I think you need counselling.
Well, she says he's picked up his game significantly. There are so many superlative mother-in-law presents.
Funny.
A cast iron trivet from a mother-in-law.
What's a trivet?
That's what Bronte got. It's like a three-pronged stand that you put your hot things on the table.
Oh, for God's sake.
So, yeah.
I've lived 47 years without one.
Jenny, her sister, gave her a lump of wood. She said it was a chopping block. What? That's just terrible. And then what I love is that... No, that was Jenny. And what I love is Justine says, you could whittle an effigy of her and burn it.
That's why I love these girls. This is why the group is where it's at. They are so funny.
Oh, there's someone... Gemma actually talks about not a Christmas present, but Mother's Day, and that her ex-husband... said that he would not. Why would he buy her a Mother's Day present? Because she's not his mum.
He's a dick.
That's what the Wasbin said to me. So, Oscar had been born in February. He was high, you know, everything
sick.
Prem, really sick, in hospital for 6 weeks, surgeries, then the dodgy chromosome, the whole kit. And then we got to Mother's Day, and he didn't buy me anything because you're not my mum. Red flag. Okay.
Red
Bethany
flag.
Got super large flowery underpants from her mother-in-law. Again, just perfect.
I wouldn't mind those, to be honest. They sound quite good.
Holly's mother-in-law gave her an opened and quarter-used bottle of J'adore and tried to blame Myers when she'd clearly forgotten telling me that she'd bought the perfume duty-free and disliked it. Lisa, she was 10. She got given some bathroom scales.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That's
Megan
bad.
Megan got a Garfield toy and a vase from her boyfriend, and she'd bought him a car stereo.
Do you know my first boyfriend's name was Christian Roberts, and when we were in year four, he gave me a Cabbage Patch kid car seat.
I thought that was sweet. That would have been some coin.
I know. And I also think he stole his mum's crystal. Oh, he's lovely. Mum's crystal sort of ring dish and gave that to me as well.
Wow, that's nice. two bags of lollies from the local post office. Nice.
I just shoved those lollies up that man's arse.
Megan says, not a Christmas gift, but I turned 49 and my partner thought I was turning 50 and gave me a 50th card and a fucking GoPro. GoPro.
For all those adventures you're going on.
Gosh. Oh, Julie's noted ex-husband.
Yeah.
Bought her an iron.
I mean.
And Louise says, mine bought me a vacuum.
I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Mind you, I bought Mr. Woog some suspension for his motorbike, but
yes, but there was discussion around that and he would have requested it.
Yeah, and he's also been up to Ubercates to pick up a little something for me.
Oh, has he now?
Yes, he has.
Did a little birdie tell you that or did he tell you that?
No, I like explained it to everyone. That's what's going to happen. Because I'm a minimalist, right? I don't have a lot of shit. Ooh. So anything that I do have in my possession, I wonderfully love.
Yeah.
So don't give me shit. Yeah. I'd rather not get it.
Yep. My mother-in-law gave my husband his old school case and his Matchbox toys.
That just doesn't make any sense.
A pen. Helen got a Minions fart gun.
That might be winning so far.
This I love. So Kathy's ex-husband's uncle's partner, yeah, right, follow that train, was a manager at a McDonald's. And for a number of years, we got a, air quotes, gift hamper, which was a small basket filled with those jam and honey and sauce sachets you get with your Macca's pancakes or chicken nuggets.
Generous.
Wow. Oh, now Danielle has this thing where they had this really ugly chicken cookie jar and her stepdad used to re-gift it every year. I love that. Like some really dodgy thing in the household that just...
It's like Rodney the Hot Cock. Rodney the Hot Cock was a thermometer. And it was called Rodney the Hot Cock, and we used to like gift it round. But then our family also had a piece of wrapping paper that I bought from David Jones 10 years ago. And whoever got that piece of wrapping paper had to use it to send on to the next year because it was so fucking expensive. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, see those things.
Yeah, like Rodney the Hot Cock.
Rodney the Hot Cock. I love that. Okay. I've got my mother-in-law and her best friend. They used to, I don't think they do it anymore. They did it for a long time where they basically had a $10 limit and you had to find the most ludicrous, kitschy. So they had this awesome thing where they'd just exchange something completely ludicrous. And that was fun. Right. Anne Margaret got a bedazzled denim skirt.
I am so jealous, Anne Margaret. Remember the bedazzlers? Weren't they good?
Tracy, who is my birth uncle's wife.
Oh, here
so
we
she's
go.
Married to Colin, my uncle. She said a proposal. And then the emojis she's given, I'm presuming, are not from Colin. Like, that it wasn't a proposal from Colin. Like, I don't know. Maybe it was. That was the other great thing last week. Rob needed to get some paperwork signed by our solicitor, who happens to be the wife of my birth father, and they happen to live about 5 blocks away. Like, and so Rob met me off the bus, and then we walked down. Really, probably needed to be there for 20 minutes. Got there at about 7. Got home at 10 past 11.
Messy?
Not messy, but just lovely. Like lots of we. Went through some wine and then we moved on to a dessert wine and then we had a liqueur and then we moved on to another liqueur and then we had some Cointreau and then it was like...
So no lychee liqueur?
No lychee liqueur. Yeah, that's got to go. Okay. Oh, yeah. So Jenny talks about that her husband, who was the boyfriend at the time, bought her a pair of the Elle Macpherson underpants when she first started doing her lingerie range and stuff. And he said, she said, at that time I was about a size 8 or 10. He gave me a size 16. She goes, I'd happily wear them now.
Oh, that's funny.
Bernadette from the husband, a handbag and some makeup from his ex-wife's wardrobe.
No.
That
is... No.
That
is... I need... proof.
Oh my god,
that's bad. That's worse than a desk compendium.
That is worse than dear
but to be honest, it was an Il Bisonte desk compendium.
Oh well, you didn't mention that. It's probably worth like, I don't know, $5,000.
But you could get his tax back on it.
Oh, Christy,
it's still on his desk at work because I just gave it back to him. I don't want this shit.
I know. See, Mr. Woog and I, actually, the three of us have quite very similar style in terms of minimalist and just if it's got to be there for a reason. Yeah. And I had my Il Bisonte bag at one point and he went, Il Bisonte? It was like I went up in his mind. Oh, no. Like I went up.
He's such a snob.
Christy. When she was a teenager, her mum was gifted some sherry glasses from a family friend. She doesn't drink sherry. Also, they were used and unwashed, as evidenced by the sherry stains inside them.
Stop it.
What is wrong with people?
Stop it. Just don't do gifts.
Yeah, just don't do it.
The Woog side, we don't do gifts. Oh. Like, there is no gifts.
See, that's really healthy.
It's really... None of us want anything. We just want to spend time together.
Yeah.
And then my side, my brothers and sisters, we do a Kris Kringle.
Yeah.
And we do gifts for the cousins, for the little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're pretty much.
That's and then mum says, like, I don't want a gift this year.
Oh, God. Yeah. And if you don't, then.
Yeah. Just what that big Lakatane basket upstairs is for.
Kate
that
says
stuff's not cheap, by the way.
It's not. Fuck. I know.
Kate fell
says
over.
It's the same prices. It's on par with Aesop. Oh, like stuff.
It's yeah, outrageous.
Kate, growing up, my mum was a teacher. She used to re-gift presents her student gave her. I got a mug once that said, best teacher. I was seven. I just think that's
I
so
love that.
Yeah, I think that's just really, I just think that's great.
I think we've got time for one or two more,
oh
darling.
No,
I'm,
no,
I'm
so
fading
much
fast.
More. No.
No, well, you can do a little extra special one.
Black satin, 100% polyester whore sheets.
Whore pillow.
I added the whore. Sheets from my mum that I opened in front of my new boyfriend's parents on our first family Christmas together.
Can you imagine the jizz stains on those?
Oh, you just.
You snap that in half.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is the thing, right? I just don't get the satin. You just slide right off.
And you sweat.
And sweat and you just.
No, it's 100% cotton all the way, or linen.
Yeah. Sarah went to visit her in-laws for Christmas overseas, and her mother-in-law gave her a laundry basket.
Practical and helpful.
Like, what the fuck? She's overseas. What's she going to do? Stephanie got a swag. which, you know, she sort of explains was probably not that terrible, but just not a great actual gift giver. Oh, Melissa says, a few times, chocolate from obscure countries that clearly have no business making chocolate.
And they're probably illegally imported.
Oh, God. An exercise bike and a set of bathroom scales.
Who said that?
Dear God. That was from Patricia.
Patricia, I hope you've divorced that.
Yeah, well, that was from an ex.
Yeah, thank God.
My partner was gifted a year's subscription to Reader's Digest. Mid-20s at the time. The following year, a green concrete frog for the garden, both from his parents.
I would like the frog. That sort of shit appeals to me.
Yeah. Oh, shortbread biscuits from Aldi for my husband and me to share, and a bucket of mixed nuts for my three kids. Yikes. That's that was from the in-laws.
Don't invite them back.
That was the in-laws.
Don't invite them back. They must be punished.
Kirst got given a worm farm.
I gave my mum.
Complete with a box of fucking worms.
I gave my mum a worm farm.
Oh, God.
She loved it.
Well, let's have a look. Not a gift that I received, but my teenage nephew was given a selection of Nando's sauces.
You can buy them at, like,
Woolies?
David Jones.
Woolies.
Yeah.
Nando sauce. You can just buy him Woolies.
Mr. Wee recently got very excited because he took possession of two jars of, what was it, darling? Chili oil? But you can actually get them at Woolworths. But anyway.
My brother gave me some chili stuff from these guys over in Bondi, like for my birthday, and it's just, it's remarkable.
Mm.
It's just so good. Anyway.
Kim. We have to wrap it up.
Oh, okay. You got well. Everyone needs to go. Okay. Sandra's ex-boyfriend gave her a 3D picture of a cockatoo. Come on.
Lift. That's dreadful.
Kate, a coconut handbag. It was a real coconut made into a handbag.
I also quite like the thought of that. That doesn't offend me so much.
What I want is the lid and the bottom so you could clop it as you walked along.
We are going to finish there because this woman looks like she could just keep going because the alcohol sweats have stopped.
No, they haven't.
And
they've
the
just
sugar
come
has kicked in. Oh. We might try and squeeze one more in before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do
I
it.
I think so.
Okay.
Why not?
You
we
have
should
a
do like a... No, maybe we should do like a live or something on like...
Let's not decide
that
now.
Really... hard, doesn't it?
You have a great week. It's a tough week. It's the last week before it all comes to a shit show halt. As we like to say,
just keep plucking.